And thanks for preparedness.
Senate Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness will come to order. Madam Vice Chair?
Yes, I always like to start our committee meeting with a portrait of, written by women combat veterans. And this is one by Staff Sergeant Deborah Fulk in the U.S. Army. And this is what she writes. "When I first came home, I felt so out of place because I was so used to working on the go for 12 hours and just thinking about the troops. Doing this, doing that, and now it was like, okay, you can kick back and look at TV. But I couldn't relax. I always had to be on the go. So I drove my poor husband crazy by moving furniture every other day. And everything had to be just right. Everything had to have its place. I felt like I wasn't supposed to be idle. I felt like it was always a mission, something I had to accomplish. So it changed me in that way, trying to cope with all the extra time and with him. A lot of times, unless he had something really to say about something we needed to accomplish in the house, I just didn't want to talk on and on and on like I did before. So he noticed the change in me. I wasn't as talkative or as sociable with him as I was before, and then it's always the intimate thing. I had to come to grips with that and come back around to get comfortable in that way. I didn't want to go out in the community where it was a lot of people because all I knew was getting up in the morning, going to work, on my job, going to dinner, the dining facility. Everything was in a perimeter. So to go out and shopping, to be at the movies, I didn't want to be around all these people, and I just felt claustrophobic. I didn't want to get on the phone. So he noticed that those changes had been in me, along with the anger." Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Very well done. Colleagues, we have three short work sessions today. These are bills that we've heard before. And so with that, we're going to just move down the list very quickly here. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2083A. Madam Counsel?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2083A was previously heard on the 16th of May and the 23rd last week, and there was a carryover to today for a purpose of generating the dash A3. It has no fiscal and no revenue. It removes telephone services, text messaging services, and cellular telephone services, and incorporates the Service Members Civil Relief Act section on termination of telephone service contracts in a bill that permits the suspension or termination of telecommunication services, internet services, television services, health spa services, and health club exercise or athletic activities via a process and procedure that it lays out for service members to do that.
And it's the A3 amendment, correct?
The A3 amendment.
Thank you. Colleagues?
Are we in work session?
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I move the dash A2s into House Bill 2083.
Madam Vice Chair, it's dash
A3. A2s or A3s?
Oh, we're not doing the A2s?
A3s.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Rescind that. Oh.
I've had one of those mornings too, Madam Vice Chair. The presiding officer will attest to that.
Yes, they will.
Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the A3 amendments dated 5/24/2013.
Madam Vice Chair Monis-Anderson moves to adopt the A3 amendments dated 5/24/13. Is there any discussion, Madam Vice Chair?
Well, just one comment. You know, I know I really relate to the spa and the club and all those terminations, but I don't know one soldier who leaves a cell phone at home. Because I've talked with a couple overseas, so I really don't think it's an issue with the cellular people, but maybe some don't want to take a cell phone overseas, but that's the only comment.
Well, I appreciate that comment. Madam Vice Chair, unfortunately, the unit I served in, you weren't allowed to have them for security purposes.
Really?
So.
Okay.
Further discussion, Senator Olson? Senator Courtney?
No, I don't.
Any opposition? Seeing none? Adopted, Madam Vice Chair?
Yes, Chair. I move House Bill 2083A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair Monis-Anderson moves House Bill 2083A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion, Madam Vice Chair?
No.
Senator Courtney?
I do not.
Senator Olson? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Monis-Anderson?
Aye.
Chair Chair Boeckert.
Chair votes aye. It passes, and the chair will carry it. With that, I will close the work session on House Bill 2083A. I'll open a work session on 2158A, Senator Olson's favorite bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2158A pertains to in-state tuition for veterans, and it resulted in a creation of a -A15 amendment that was discussed last time on the 23rd, and the measure was also heard on the 9th. The -A15 has no revenue and a minimal fiscal, as was discussed previously, but we didn't have the document. And the salient features of the A15 amendment to the bill are that it replaces the underlying measure. It applies to newly enrolled students starting September of 2013. It changes the statute governing tuition to require in-state tuition for undergraduate veterans with either an honorable discharge or a general under honorable discharge who show physical presence in Oregon within 12 months of enrollment. It also changes the statute governing the Veterans Dependent Tuition Waiver Program in two ways, by including the children dependents of recipients of Purple Hearts awarded from 2001 forward to the list of those persons who are already eligible for a tuition waiver under that program. And second, it modifies the accounting for that program as a whole from first dollar, which it is now, to as close to last dollar as we could get, excluding the federal dependent educational assistance program funds.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair.
Okay, Chair. Excuse me.
Vice Chair.
I move to adopt the -A15 amendments dated 5/23/2013.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves to adopt the -A15 amendments dated 5/23/13. Discussion, Madam Vice Chair?
No.
Mayor Olson?
No.
Senator Fortier?
No.
Opposition? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted. Madam Vice Chair?
Chair, I move House Bill 2158A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves House Bill 2158A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Just a comment.
Please.
If I can interrupt for clarification, I forgot to add on the motion scripts the request that's pending to remove the subsequent referral to education and workforce development.
Okay.
The leadership offices were previously informed and a letter was prepared, but it wasn't included in the language of today's motion.
Thank you.
So can I add that?
So, Chair, I
move, like I said before, House Bill 2158A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with the request to remove the subsequent referral to which committee? To Education and Workforce Development.
My apologies.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Madam Vice Chair moves HB 2158A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a recommendation to remove the subsequent referral. Madam Vice Chair, you had a question?
No, I just wanted to comment that I do want to thank Sergeant Ben Hubert, who is now in the Philippines, for bringing me the concept of the Purple Heart waiving tuition for dependents. And I think the reason he thought that, just in case he gets a Purple Heart, he's expecting twins in July. But he said he wasn't going to do anything to make him have a Purple Heart. But these were issues that they and his barracks were talking about that would be very important. And so I'm just so honored that we are doing this.
Well, Madam Vice Chair, just for the record, I truly hope that this bill does not apply to him and that he does not get a Purple Heart.
That's right.
Okay. Senator Olson, comment?
I'd like to thank everybody that worked on this bill, bicameral, bipartisan. Mm-hmm. It's a good bill. It's a great bill for our state. It puts our state at the forefront in America with veterans who sacrifice greatly. This is cool.
Okay.
I do not.
Thank you. Further discussion? Any opposition to the amendment? Actually,
no. It's the main.
It's the main menu. Please call the roll.
Senator Cordy?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Monson?
Aye.
Chair Boeckert?
Chair votes aye. If you'd be kind to carry this, Senator Olson, I'd appreciate that.
I would. Thank you very much.
With that, the work session on 2158A is closed. Open a work session on House Bill 2789A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2789 was previously heard on the 9th and the 23rd. The -3 amendment was the most recent considered when we last met. It has a minimal fiscal and no revenue impact. This is a measure that requires schools to drill and instruct for safety threats, including lockdown procedures twice per year, declares an emergency effective on passage. The amendment incorporates the current drop cover and hold language as opposed to duck cover and hold, consistent with some other measures that on earthquake drills that were moved this session.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair?
Chair Bogus, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 5-20-2013.
Madam Vice Chair, Montes Anderson moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 5-20-13. Any discussion? Madam Vice Chair?
Senator Olson?
No.
McCartney? No.
Any opposition? Seeing no, so adopted. Madam Vice Chair?
Chair Bocas, I move House Bill 2789 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Montes Anderson moves House Bill 2789 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Madam Vice Chair?
No.
Senator Courtney?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Call the roll, please.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Montes Anderson?
Aye.
Chair Boquist.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. The chair will carry it. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2789. Colleagues, that's all of the bills that are before the committee. We will have three joint informational hearings in the next month on the Oregon Resilience Plans with our colleagues from the House. Those meetings will be chaired by the House Chairman, not the Senate Chairman. I appreciate all of your hard work on the committee.
Thank you.
And
thank you to Cheyenne, who's been a delight and our committee assistant, so easy to work with.
One question, Mr. Chair. Have we received a letter back from Idaho or Utah on Interstate 84?
Mr. Chair, Senator Olson, not directed toward me. No.
All right, and we have for a second.
Just to follow up on that, would it be possible to get a names of some members of the Veterans Committee, and I may just make a direct phone call because that's what I've done with the state of Washington, and I could just call them directly because I think sometimes letters get lost, and if you talk to someone directly, so is that an easy thing to do?
I think that's an exceptional idea. Paperwork seems to be getting lost a lot these days.
And then when it's so much as electronic, I lose that too. I mean, I don't take the time to try to figure out where to go. So I would love to make a phone call if I could have the phone number.
And we'll track down those numbers. I appreciate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair, I'll circulate the copy of the letter that has your contact.
I'd be happy to call the chair up there too.
Scan them and send them.
Okay, great.
Thank you, colleagues, and we'll see you next week.